Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and it's Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas. Glad you are able to join us today. We're gonna break with our usual tradition, our usual weekly rhythm, because it's Christmas Day. And so what I've got for you today is simply the Christmas story, the story of what happened 2,000 years ago that was truly the night that changed everything, as we've been exploring for the last few weeks and through the rest of this week as well. But for today, we're going to take a break and just hear the story. And I'll invite you afterwards to just have a Merry Christmas and maybe to reflect and pray about this story and how it might change you. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Well, there you go. That's the story of those events 2,000 years ago, the night that Jesus was born. You're probably aware that after that, some magi or wise men from the east came to visit, and that's what we're going to look at next week. But in the meantime, we're just trying to see what this story has to do with us. And so tomorrow we'll explore that in a bit more depth, but for today, I just want you to enjoy your Christmas day. Have a Merry Christmas, and I pray that this story, as you think and pray and reflect about it, truly changes you. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.